am Henriettenplatz.
I went to the high school at Henriettenplatz to take the examination. I wrote an essay and passed the exam. Afterwards, I said that I do not write on Saturdays. As a result, they told me they couldn't do anything about my application. So I went back to the school in Diefenbachgasse. How did one know who the Jewish girls were? It was just known. First of all, when they had religion, we had to go out. You just knew. And at that time, nobody made a secret of it, I think.
In school, in Henriettenplatz, I once wrote an essay, The Fate in the Face, and I selected The Eternal Jew. This essay was returned to me with the remark, the essay is very good, but not for a German school. After the Anschluss, I had the opportunity to give a lecture. I was planning a presentation about the Austrian corporate state, but I was not invited to this lesson and the professor said, now the Jew can no longer speak about the Austrian corporate state.
The Anschluss came, and after a few days, we no longer went to school. I was very athletic. And that is why the non-Jewish or anti-Semitic girls may have had more respect for me. But I had a friend. Her name was Selma Fuchsteig. She was a little overweight and a little slow. Children at that age can be so cruel. They thought they had to do something with her, so they pushed her down the stairs.
Und da haben sie gedacht, mit ihr muss man was machen, und man hat sie die Stiege runtergestoßen.
Und einen schönen Tag.
I was in second grade, and on one fine day, I came to school, accompanied by my mother. The teacher came out of the classroom with tears in her eyes and caressed and hugged me, and she said, "My child, you cannot be here anymore. Jews are prohibited to learn in public schools. I'm terribly sorry, but you have to go home." That was a shock for me. I cried terribly, throwing a child out of class overnight. I remember on the way back home, I was always saying, "But Mama, I'm a good student. I'm a good kid. I was always obedient." I just couldn't understand.
Ja, und ich war immer bestätigt. Ich habe immer, das kann ich mich erinnern, denn den ganzen Weg habe ich gesagt, aber Mama, ich bin doch eine gute Schülerin. Ich bin doch ein braves Kind. Ich war immer folgsam. Ja, ich konnte das einfach nicht begreifen. Dann kam eine Verordnung.
Soon a new regulation came. It was a school where they put all Jewish children together. There was absolutely no room. It was just impossible to learn anything there. I was barely 8 years old at that time. My father took me there, and it was more than half an hour walk until you got there. Girls and boys were in the same class, making incredible noise. It was shocking. They almost squeezed me. My father saw that and said, "No, you are not coming here anymore."
I remember I was 11, 12 years old or even younger, and had started to read Gorky, Tolstoy and Dostoevsky and Gustav Freytag. My whole German classics originate from that time. Yet, I didn't get proper classical education. The Anschluss came and caught me right in the middle of it. I know nothing about Kleist, nothing about Goethe, nothing about Schiller, except for a few poems. Some of them I have still memorized to this day.
Ich kenne keinen Kleist, ich kenne keinen Goethe, ich kenne keinen Schiller, außer die paar Gedichte, die wir gehabt haben. Ein Teil davon kennen wir heute noch auswendig.